I live in hotels, tear out the walls. I have accountants pay for it all. They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time. I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime. Life's been good to me so far.
Life's been good. That satiric look at rockstar lifestyle is written and performed by this week's guitar great, Joe Walsh. At that time, in the late 60s, when everyone was striving for a touch of the San Francisco sound, Joe Walsh and one or two others were searching to establish the sound of the Midwest. Using the city of Cleveland as a base, they skirmished throughout the surrounding territories, not as a band of outlaws, but a band of musicians, the James Gang.
Well, the James Gang were a good band. They were a five-piece band. They were one of the top bands in Cleveland. And, of course, I was one of the top guitar players in Kent or Akron. Their guitar player, whose name was Glenn Schwartz, he left to go to Los Angeles. But I was invited to fill his shoes, and of course Cleveland was a little bigger market than where I had been playing. So I joined the James Gang, and we played about another year in various clubs in and around Michigan and Ohio and Indiana and Pennsylvania. And we didn't get along that well, all of us. So it ended up being a three-piece group.
And although the three-piece band can be very limiting, as we've discovered throughout this series, it does provide challenges to a dedicated musician that would be impossible to find elsewhere.
That was really the popular way to be in those days. And it also, again, was training for me because I was the only melodic instrument in the band. That was guitar, bass, and drums. And I learned to enjoy playing rhythm and lead at the same time. And I also had to sing because I wasn't particularly a good singer. I never thought of myself as a gifted singer, but I was better than the other two guys. So I ended up singing things. And when I stopped playing rhythm to play lead, there was no rhythm. When I stopped playing lead to play rhythm, there was no lead. So I learned a lot about how to play guitar effectively. Right around then, I met Mr. Townsend, who also was a great and special influence on my life and still is, who patted me on the back and said, you're doing pretty good, kid.
It's worth noting that Pete Townsend caught up with the James Gang quite early on and encouraged them greatly by giving them support work wherever possible. In Joe, he'd found another musician with whom he could identify closely. Of all the James Gang material, and Joe played on three albums with the band, Funk 49 stands as being very representative.
It's a good example of the James Gang. I kind of came up with the basic guitar lick. The words never really impressed me intellectually, but they seemed to fit somehow. It was a real good example of the James Gang and how we put things together, bearing in mind that that is three pieces. I can't think that there was any overdubbing. The only real things that we added were the percussion middle part, which the three of us actually played. We put on some parts on top of the drums, but that's the three-piece James Gang, and that's the energy and kind of the symmetry that we were all about. So I think that's a good example of a typical James Gang song.
Right. You gon' think it's showing.
The James Gang and Funk 49.